Section 8. Avoiding collisions and emergency situations. Avoiding collisions. When it looks like a collision may happen, many drivers panic and fail to act. In some cases, they do act, but they do something that does not help to reduce the chance of the collision. There usually is something you can do to avoid the crash or reduce the impact of the crash. In avoiding a collision, you have three options: brake, steer, or accelerate. Braking quickly. Many newer vehicles have an ABS, anti-lock braking system. Be sure to read the vehicle owner's manual on how to use the ABS. The ABS system will allow you to stop without skidding. With ABS, if you have an anti-lock braking system and you need to stop quickly, press on the brake pedal as hard as you can and keep pressing on it. You might feel the brake pedal pushing back when the ABS is working. Do not let up on the brake pedal. The ABS will only work with the brake pedal pushed down fully. Without ABS, if you must stop quickly and you do not have an anti-lock braking system, you can cause the vehicle to go into a skid if you brake too hard. Apply the brakes as hard as you can without locking them. If the brakes lock up, you will feel the vehicle start to skid. Ease up on the brake pedal and then reapply with control. Do not take your foot off the brake pedal. As soon as the vehicle stops skidding, push down on the brake pedal again. Keep doing this until the vehicle has stopped. Steering quickly. In most cases, you can steer the vehicle quicker than you can stop it. You should consider steering in order to avoid a collision. Make sure you have a good grip with both hands on the steering wheel. Once you have turned or changed lanes, you must be ready to keep the vehicle under control. Some drivers steer away from one collision only to end up in another. Always steer in the direction you want the vehicle to go. Wearing a safety belt can help to maintain control of your vehicle by keeping you in the seat behind the steering wheel. With ABS, if you have an anti-lock braking system and you need to steer quickly, continue pressing on the brake pedal as hard as you can and keep pressing on it while steering in the direction you want to travel. Without ABS, if you must steer quickly and you do not have an anti-lock braking system, avoid hard braking while steering, if possible. Once you have steered to your intended path of travel and the vehicle is straight, you can begin to brake harder. Accelerating. Sometimes it is best or necessary to accelerate to avoid a collision. This may happen when another vehicle is about to hit you from the side or from behind and there is room to the front of your vehicle to get out of danger. Be sure to slow down once the danger has passed. Dealing with skids. Any road that is safe under normal conditions can be dangerous when it is wet or has snow or ice on it. High speeds under normal conditions also increase the possibility of a skid if you must turn or stop suddenly. Skids are caused when you are traveling too fast for conditions, when you stop too suddenly, or when the tires can no longer grip the roadway. As you cannot control a vehicle when it is skidding, it is best to avoid a vehicle skid in the first place. If your vehicle begins to lose traction, visually look for open space. You must pay attention to where your vehicle can go on the roadway. Do not fixate on the hazard you are trying to avoid. Lift off any pedals, release brake or accelerator pressure to determine if the vehicle is losing traction to the front or rear tires. Recognize traction loss. If the vehicle continues straight while steering, traction is lost to the front tires. If the vehicle is moving sideways without any additional steering input, the rear tires have lost traction. Brake or acceleration response. If the front traction is lost, ease off the brakes to regain traction and reapply the brakes without skidding to continue steering. If the vehicle has ABS, apply the brakes fully to gain steering control to the front tires. Steer. If rear traction is lost, turn the steering wheel in the direction of the intended path of travel, the direction you want to go, and continue to steer and counter-steer until the vehicle is traveling straight. Continue to look in the direction you want to go. Avoid looking into the oncoming lane so that your vehicle does not travel across the centerline. If your vehicle is equipped with traction technology, keep steering toward the path of travel to aid the vehicle technology. Protect yourself in collisions. You may not always be able to avoid a collision. Try everything you can to keep from being hit. If nothing works, Try to lessen any injuries that could result from the crash. The most important thing you can do is to use your safety belt. In addition to your safety belt, there are other things that could help prevent serious injuries. Hit from the rear. If your vehicle is hit from the rear, your head and body will be thrown backwards. Press yourself against the back of your seat and put your head against the head restraint. Be ready to apply your brakes so that you will not be pushed into another vehicle. Hit from the side. If your vehicle is hit from the side, your body will be thrown towards the side that is hit. Frontal airbags will not help in this situation. Your lap and shoulder belts are needed to help keep you behind the wheel. Get ready to steer or brake to prevent your vehicle from hitting something else. Hit from the front. If your vehicle is about to be hit from the front, it is important to try to have a glancing blow rather than being struck head-on. This means that if a collision is going to happen, you should try to turn the vehicle. At worst, your vehicle will be hit with a glancing blow or you might miss it. If the frontal impact is severe, the airbag will deploy and then deflate, so be ready. You must use your safety belt to keep yourself behind the wheel and to protect yourself if your vehicle has a second crash. Emergencies. All drivers eventually will find themselves in an emergency situation. As careful as you are, there are situations that could cause a problem for you. If you are prepared, you may be able to prevent any serious outcomes. There is always a chance of a vehicle problem while driving. You should follow the recommended maintenance schedule listed in the vehicle owner's manual. Following these preventive measures greatly reduces the chance that your vehicle will have a problem. Brake failure. If your brakes stop working, rapidly pump the brake pedal several times. This will often build up enough brake pressure to allow you to stop. If that does not work, use the parking brake. Pull on the parking brake handle if in the center console or push the parking brake foot pedal slowly so you will not lock the rear wheels and cause a skid. Be ready to release the brake if the vehicle does start to skid. If that does not work, look for a safe place to slow to a stop. Make sure the vehicle is off the roadway. Do not continue to drive the vehicle without working brakes. Tire blowout. Tire blowout is a rapid deflation of air from the tire. If a front tire blows out, the vehicle will pull sharply in the direction of the blowout. If a rear tire blows out, the vehicle will wobble, shake and pull some in the direction of the blowout. If a tire blows out or suddenly goes flat, grip the steering wheel firmly and keep the vehicle going straight. Slow down gradually. Take your foot off the accelerator pedal. Do not brake. Allow the vehicle to slow by itself or brake gently if necessary. Do not stop on the road if possible. Pull off the road in a safe place and turn on emergency flashers. Have the tire changed and replaced. Power failure. If the engine shuts off while you are driving, keep a strong grip on the steering wheel. Be aware that the steering wheel may be difficult to turn, but you can turn it. Shift to neutral and look for an escape path. Do not brake hard, brake with steady pressure on the pedal. Slow down, then pull off the roadway. Stop and try to restart the engine. If unsuccessful, raise hood and turn on emergency flashers. Call for help. Accelerator failure. Accelerator failure could be caused by either a broken spring or the pedal getting stuck in the down position. In either case, shift to neutral and search for an escape path. Steer smoothly, brake gently and pull off the roadway. Turn off vehicle and have the pedal repaired at a service center before driving again. Uneven surface drop-offs. Uneven surface drop-offs can cause serious crashes if you react improperly. Avoid panic steering, in which you try to return to the pavement as soon as your wheels leave the pavement. This maneuver can lead you to provide too much steering input before you have a chance to slow down. The following are tips to help you return to the pavement safely. Slowing down will help you return to the roadway without losing control. When your wheels leave the pavement, ease off the accelerator to slow down. Do not brake hard, as this can put your vehicle into a skid and make it difficult to steer. Instead, gently apply the brakes, which will allow you to control steering. Steer straight ahead and slow to 25 miles per hour or less. Straddle the pavement edge, which will keep the inside edge of your tires from rubbing. It will also help you to approach the edge at a higher angle, which helps the tire to return to the road surface. When there is a gap in traffic from all directions, turn the steering wheel about 1/4 turn to return to the pavement. Do not oversteer. When you are back on the pavement, steer back to your lane. If traffic is heavy when you leave the road and the shoulder is wide, drive entirely onto the shoulder and stop. Wait for a large gap in traffic before you re-enter. If you cannot get back onto the pavement, pull as far from the road as possible and wait for help. Rollovers. Rollovers are much more likely than most other types of crashes to result in serious injury or death. Even though only about one of every 40 vehicles involved in a police-reported crash has rolled over, one of every 3 passenger vehicle occupant deaths occur in rollovers. This illustrates the seriousness of rollover crashes. The majority of rollovers occur during ordinary driving situations. Many rollovers occur when a driver suddenly swerves to avoid an obstacle such as a stopped vehicle in the road or when a driver accidentally veers off the road. When you lose control of your vehicle and it begins to slide sideways, something can trip the vehicle and cause it to roll over. This tripping object could be a curb, guardrail, tree stump, or soft, uneven ground on the side of the roadway. If you are speeding or you turn the wheel too sharply, the friction between the tires and the road can cause the vehicle to trip and then roll over. A multiple vehicle crash can also initiate a rollover if it causes a driver to lose control or if a vehicle rolls after being struck in the side by another vehicle, but single vehicle crashes are more common. More than 80% of all rollovers involve no other vehicle besides the one that rolls over. Rollover crashes are more common for sport utility vehicles, SUVs, vans, pickups and small trucks than for passenger vehicles due to their higher centers of gravity, which makes them top-heavy and more likely to tip over. Whenever the height of a vehicle rises, the center of gravity also rises. Additional cargo and passengers can also increase the chances of a rollover. Thankfully, because most rollover crashes involve only one vehicle, you, the driver, can reduce the likelihood of having a rollover crash simply by making some smart choices. Speed is an important factor that contributes to rollover crashes and one factor that you can control. The faster you drive, the less time you have to react to any emergency that suddenly arises in the road ahead of you, which means you will probably end up steering more sharply and/or braking harder. Simply obeying the posted speed limit and using extra caution in bad weather can reduce your chances of having a rollover crash. Many rollovers occur when drivers overcorrect their steering in response to unexpected situations, such as encountering a stopped vehicle in their lane or accidentally driving off the pavement. Sudden steering maneuvers at high speeds or on soft surfaces can lead to rollovers. If your vehicle leaves the paved road surface, slow down gradually, but do not jerk the steering wheel to get the vehicle back on the pavement. The most effective way to reduce the risk of injury or death in a rollover is to use your safety belt. Without safety belts, occupants in vehicles that roll can be thrown from the vehicle, greatly increasing the risk of serious injury or death. Airbags play an important part in reducing injury. Side airbags triggered by rollover sensors can prevent the upper body from being exposed to contacts with the ground or even complete occupant ejection. Vision limitations. When something is limiting how well you can see, it can be difficult to drive. The following are examples of when your vision may be limited and how to solve the problem of limited vision. It is harder to see at night. You must be closer to an object to see it at night than during the day. When driving at night, you must be able to stop within the distance you can see ahead with your headlights. Your lower beam headlights will let you see clearly about 150 to 200 feet ahead. Driving at a speed that allows you to stop within this distance is about 45 miles per hour. Your high beam headlights will let you see clearly about 350 to 400 feet ahead. Driving at a speed that allows you to stop within this distance is about 65 miles per hour. You need to increase your following distance by adding at least 1 additional second for night driving conditions and at least 2 additional seconds for driving on unfamiliar roadways at night. Keep in mind that headlights limit your visual skills. Reducing speed based on headlight distance is critical to avoiding night driving collisions. Adverse weather can reduce visibility rapidly. When you cannot see any farther than 100 feet ahead due to rain, snow, blowing dust, smoke or thick fog, you cannot safely drive faster than 30 miles per hour. When adverse weather limits visibility, you may not be able to see well enough to drive. Therefore, you should pull off the roadway in a safe place and wait until it clears. When driving in fog, snow or heavy rain, use your low beams and fog lights for best visibility, even during the day, and be alert for other drivers who may have forgotten to turn on their headlights. Bright sunlight in the early morning or late afternoon creates a glare when driving into the sun. Wearing sunglasses, keeping windows clean, and using the vehicle's sun visors can reduce glare. If the sun is behind you, be aware that oncoming drivers may not be able to see your turn signals or your vehicle because of glare. You may not know what is on the other side of a hill or just around a curve, even if you have driven the road many times. If a vehicle is stalled on the road just over a hill or around a curve, you must be able to stop or move around the problem. Whenever coming to a hill or curve where visibility is limited by the roadway, adjust vehicle speed to prepare for a speed or position adjustment. Vehicles parked along the side of the road may block your view. People may be ready to get out of a vehicle or walk out from between parked vehicles. Give parked vehicles as much room as the lane allows. Drive at a speed where the vehicle can safely stop within the space in front of the vehicle. Use the minimum 3-second following interval, increasing the following interval by an additional second for any unusual weather or traffic conditions. You must not drive faster than the distance you can see ahead. Reduce speed or adjust lane position to allow for adequate braking and steering in case of unusual conditions, including traffic congestion, hills and curves, weather limitations.